Blog Talk Radio.
Life, wealth, and wellness.
Show, and I am Sandy Rogers, and I get to be a hostess for tonight. And you know, I get so excited about Tuesdays because I have the absolutely most outstanding guests that present to you what they have, their gifts to the world. So tonight is going to knock your socks off, so you get back, just sit back and get ready for this, man. Woo, we got an outstanding speaker that's coming on with us very shortly. But, you know, there's a couple of things that we always do to get ourselves in order for the show. And the very first thing that we do always is giving thanks to our ancestors. Whew. We thank our ancestors for being with us always, but especially on Tuesdays, as we discuss different situations, issues, topics that are not ordinarily talked about in an open environment. We know that we stand on the shoulders for strength. We stand on our ancestors' shoulders for courage, tenacity, for everything that we need, trusting and believing that they got us. So they got our tops, our bottoms, our backs, and our front. So we know we're moving ahead in victory. So ancestors, we love you now, and we love you forever. Ashe, ashe, oh. Whew, I tell you, these ancestors are really, really powerful in this day and age. And so be not worried about anything. Just pray and keep on going. It's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So today's show, man, look, I can't wait to bring on our guest, Miss Keisha Renee. She's going to be talking about taking inventory of leftovers. I know you're sitting back wondering, well, what the heck is that about? We'll find out real shortly. So, audience, you know you're always invited to join in the discussion. All comments are always welcomed, and every voice will be heard. Our call-in number here is 516-531-9819, and you will simply press 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. Once your line is open, I normally leave it open. Just make sure that there's no background noise because the microphones are extremely sensitive on this system. And our listeners and our friends like to come back and listen to old broadcasts or previous broadcasts, especially for those that don't stay up this late at night. So we just like to make sure that we have the highest quality on our playbacks available to them. So just make sure that you mute your phone when you're not speaking after your line has been opened. And again, that call-in number is 516 831-9819. You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take us a quick music break, and when we come back, we're going to be bringing on our super guest, Keisha Renee. I'm going to tell you guys how I met this sweetheart, and we'll get started with taking inventory of leftovers. One of my favorite songs, Pick Somebody Up with Raul Madone. Welcome back. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So listen, today we're talking about taking inventory of leftovers. The book Leftovers, and this is one written, penned, and developed, created by our superstar guest, Keisha Renee. She asked us to re-examine our concepts and beliefs around not being enough or not having enough. She asked, where does this thought originate? And we must learn to be still and know the answers are in the quiet. Going within is the only safe place for your answers. So many of us, especially women, quickly adopt an it's over attitude about life. Let's say after a divorce, children are gone, you know, the empty nest syndrome, loss of a job, or the loss of our younger ages or our youth. And so she comes to talk to us about taking inventory of the leftovers, and she's going to explain that to you. But first, let me tell you how divine the assignment was for our paths to cross, because I don't have her bio. I just know her on a very deep level, but not from her bio, you know, not something that's written down. So back in the 1970s or maybe early 1980s, I was living in California, and a real good girlfriend of mine, she and I drove up to Oakland to visit another friend, and we went to this nightclub, and this young lady in there had a bald head. She was one of the servers, and I thought she was the most beautiful person I had ever seen in my life. She was just gorgeous, and I complimented her on her style, her look, and I promised myself that one day I would have me a bald head too. I would be bold enough to do something like that. So I first decided that I would do it back in 2010. And I went to this shop, which was right around the corner from where I lived, and I had the barber to cut it down, like, you know, the covadas, the close shave, but not into a ball. And, oh, my God, my family just gave me such the blues about don't cut any more off, don't cut any more off. So I didn't. But then when I turned 65 in 2015, I said, nope, they're not going to get me this time. So I planned a big celebration for my birthday, and I went to a shop where the individual had started and taken care of my locks for years and years and years. And so I went through that process, and so after that, since that time, I've been bald. But somehow this year I have been kind of lackadaisical about shaving my head, because I do it myself now. And so I had gone a month or two, 6 weeks or something like that, and my hair was too long, you know, just to do it with the razor, how I had been doing it. So I said, well, let me go to a barbershop and have a barber to shave my head. So I went to the first location, and they were no longer in the spot. That was probably the last barbershop that I had used close to my house. And then the second shop that I went to, I went in, and, you know, of course, it was all men. And the guy said, well, we'll be with you in a moment. But there had to have been like 6-7 people ahead of me. And I looked around. The ceiling tiles were falling down. And I was like, nah, this may not be the place for me to get my head shaved. And I went to the third shop, and I went in, and they just ignored me. Just, you know, kept on talking to guys, between the guys, and like I was not even standing there. So, of course, I'm not patronizing that type of business. So I remembered that first shop that I went to back in 2010 was right around the corner. And so I went over there, and but the same shop wasn't there. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, maybe I might have to, you know, buy a couple of different razors and still do this myself. But I went in to this particular shop. I met the kindest, most helpful, caring person ever. And her name is Keisha Renee. She's the owner of Hairs to You Salon. I believe that part of Cobb is Lithia Springs. She's right on the border of Lithia Springs and Austell. But audience, help me bring to the stage Ms. Keisha Renee, who is going to talk to us about taking inventory of the leftovers. Ms. Keisha, are you with us?
I am. How are you? Praise God for that edification. I tell you, it's been a blessing. The way we met was a blessing.
Yes.
That in itself, the fact that you went to three salons, and you know, I am three always means something to me. My kids always laugh about it because to me, that's Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so, when we met, the atmosphere was perfect. The service,
yes.
It was. I didn't give a service. I think I received a service doing your
Ooh.
Haircut and the massage. The massage that I always give it, but it was something different in giving it to you. It was just really, I don't know. It was like we was at church almost. You know how you get a feeling when the Holy, when a spirit comes upon you, and spirit knows spirit. And so it was wonderful to meet someone with the same spirit. Giving the service allowed me to get a service on that day. And so it's been a blessing just to watch the work that you're doing in the community on your page and behind the scenes. And so when you called and we talked about tonight, it was a blessing to me because I am a giver. I am love in action and an extended hand of Christ in the earthly realm. And that's just how I believe he wants us to be. And so tonight I hope that the insight of leftovers blesses someone. I keep copies with me so that I can bless someone as the Holy Spirit tells me to, because I know that everything that Jesus went through, he went through for someone else, which happens to be us. So it helped me in not giving anything for my journey and knowing why the caged bird sings, because everything I went through was for somebody else, and I had to tell somebody. Not just go run and tell it on a mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord, but tell you what he did for me and what he would do for you as well. And this book came out of the scripture, John 6:10-13. I'm just going to give you a little bit of it. It's when Jesus fed the 5,000 with the five loaves and the two fish. And it blessed my heart because at the time, I was teaching at different schools, private schools, as well as the technical school system of Georgia. And I teach cosmetology and massage and aesthetics. And so my job is to teach women not only about, I accentuate the beauty on the outside, but really when I'm touching people, I am praying. I am asking God to tell me how to dig deep and to show them the beauty on the inside. Mm-hmm. And so it was a blessing to be able to do your cut bald and be able to post it on my page to show them that hair doesn't make you. These are just little things that we use to accentuate the God-given beauty, because we are fearfully and wonderfully made, whether we decide to have hair on our head or not. And so meeting you, it was truly rewarding to the next chapter in the next book. Leftovers is my second book. When Jesus took up the leftovers and he had fed the 5,000, and then he told his disciples, everyone seems to be full, take up the leftovers. And it was more than enough, even after he had fed so many, that he still had something to take up. And so that right there birthed that book, because he told his disciples to take up the leftovers because he was concerned with the leftovers. And so being an only child and your parents decide that they are going to relocate to heaven and leave you, you feel like, wow. And then, you know, you marry your high school sweetheart, you're a star basketball player, your star football player. You're supposed to live the notebook life, and that ends, and he left. And then you raise these kids up in Christ, and they do exactly what you tell them to do, go to college and get your education and move out, and they left. And so the job ended in 2018, and so I was sitting on my porch, and the Holy Spirit started ministering to me through this scripture about leftovers. And the one thing I remember was that I had everything I needed to write a new curriculum, to open up an academy, to plant a garden, to start a salon inside my home, to even be a blessing to some of my students and help them open up salons. And it blew my mind at me thinking that, what do I do now? What do I have left? After giving so much to children and family and students and husbands and parents and church and this and that, and I felt empty. And I remember the Holy Spirit saying to me that even though Jesus fed 5,000, that's a big number, he still had more than enough and was able to pick up the leftovers and continue on. And that gave me new life. That scripture gave me CPR. It gave me run-on. It gave me a new baptism. It did a whole lot for me, because a lot of people, and I'm not saying, I'm not excluding men, but women, because we're nurturers and we love the community and our families, and we give out so much and so many pieces of ourselves. Sometimes the puzzle is incomplete when we get to a certain age and we've done what God would have us to do. We feel like, okay, what do I do now, God? And you feel like you've just been left and everybody's gone. It's that very time that he's saying, this is a new chapter. I need you to take inventory of everything that you have left and begin again. Because whatever is not there is not needed for the next chapter. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
I hope that this right here blesses somebody, because we as women, sometimes we don't know where to turn and what's the next street. And sometimes God will allow an ordained sabbatical just for you to sit down and be quiet so that he can whisper in your ear. And I was speaking to a woman of God the other day, and, you know, she's so, I guess her anxiety or whatever about the COVID-19 and this and that. And so, you know, I believe and I see God in everything. I know that his hand is in it. It's just like Noah in the ark. We had to lose some good and we had to lose some bad. However, God has a plan, and only he could ordain a worldwide sabbatical to get us quiet so that we could hear him for the next chapter of our lives.
Wow. That's powerful. Because, you know, a lot of people are sitting in that energy right now, Keisha, with, you know, being forced to stay home, quarantine, whatever you want to, you know, call it, but literally forced to stay inside. And so for some people that mean no employment, and because the business may close up or, you know, what have you. And so a lot of people are put in that place right now, you know, that they're experiencing that today. Like, man, where do I go from here? You know, like, what is this thing? And so this
but
the
what
information
we have to remember,
sharing is so important.
What we have to remember is that we didn't know the future before this.
That's true.
And so we don't know the future now.
Yes.
However, just like he provides for the birds of the air, he's providing for us. We mm-hmm. might not want salmon in a can. No, sometimes we don't. We might want it fresh. However, we know how to have caviar, fresh salmon, or salmon in a can, or sardines. And we have to thank God for our ancestors teaching us that.
Yes, yes.
Taking us to the point where we know how to make a meal out of some things that people didn't even know could make a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why taking inventory of what's in the cabinet, what's in the closet. We have more than enough. How many of us have so many clothes in the closet that we haven't even worn? And now we're just wearing pajamas and two or three outfits for the last 7 weeks. And we're not getting in cars and going to different places, and we're actually getting on the internet and making these gourmet meals that we pay $50, $60 for when we actually can make them ourselves. He's showing us some things and carrying us back to Eden and back to the basics. Yes, God is God, and he did come that we might have life and have that more abundantly. However, it's with balance. Balance is the key to life. And so if he's taking us back to Eden and people are eating vegan and people are eating fresh and people are making meals that they can eat tonight and have for lunch tomorrow and making a meal last for 2 days and spending time with your family and just sitting around the table again, these are the things that our ancestors did that kept the families together, and those marriages were married for 50, 60, and 70 years. He's doing something.
Right, right. Well, I like your positive view and your positive spin on it, you know, because we do kind of sad mouth ourselves in when changes occur, you know, as mm-hmm. as if, you know, things were going to always be the same, which we know, you know, nothing mm-hmm. nothing is ever the same. From moment to moment, mm-hmm. there's a difference, but we've been taught not to acknowledge that, you know, like
mm-hmm.
Your life needs to stay the same. Well, that's impossible,
mm-hmm.
but we can do it, you know, and I think that's
mm-hmm.
A cause of a lot of emotional and mental issues and stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
but I just love how you say we just need to be still, you know, just sit and be still and go
right.
within.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the answers are really within. I remember my grandmother used to say, you're born with the Holy Spirit. The world teaches you the wrong way. And that's why the scripture says, now you have to be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, yes, when we are still and know that he is God, the things that we have done to get ourselves in abundant living, living above our means. These are the things that make us anxious. Yes, we do want to live a certain kind of way. Yes, we do want to have this and have that and do the things that we used to do. And so, yes, change is inevitable. And the worst thing that we could ever think is that we've always done it this way. Things are always going to change. Yes,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing new under the sun. However, everything is innovated. And so I always like to tell my children, before there was a Kmart and a Walmart, there was a Woolworth. Maybe
yep.
Woolworth didn't want to innovate, so Kmart came in and they innovated and added tires to Kmart. Walmart came in and said, oh, okay, that's how they're going to do it. Well, let's add nail salons and a McDonald's and tire shop and a grocery store and clothing. And we have to innovate and we have to change. No, it's not easy. It's easier said than done. However, in our stubborn ways of not trying to change, we're just going to prolong this.
So fighting the inevitable, right?
Right. and we can't. I keep saying to myself, you didn't know the future before this.
Right.
And I have to keep telling myself that. I didn't know the future before this. I could have gotten out on 285 and never saw my family again on my way to work.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to use gloves and put on a mask and take extra precautions to salon. You know, everybody's worried, when are we going back? When are we going back? We've always taken universal precautions, but now we have to innovate and take universal precautions and add some different things to that. The world is forever changing. It's forever moving. And so right now, with us being still, you hear people say, anything that sits still goes back. Not in this situation.
Oh, wow.
When God would ordain a worldwide sabbatical from church, work, eating out, going to the movie, and doing things that we have done that has taken our time away from Him, then we need to sit down.
I love your thoughts. Mm.
It's what helps me, Minister Rogers, and I hope that it helps someone else. I know, God knows that I know, it's not easy. Some people are worrying about how are they going to pay their bills. We all are. You know, I love it when my bishop says, if you're going through da-da-da-da-da, raise your hand, and you look around the cathedral, and there's thousands of people raising
their hands.
But you think you're the only one that just got laid off from a job, or whose husband just decided he was going to leave, or whose child just decided that he was going to start using drugs, or whose family member decided that, oh, I'm just going to give up and not do this, or who got a bad report from the doctor. You know, you remember the older people used to tell us, don't you feel better knowing that somebody else was going through it? No, I don't. I never did. I never even understood that when they said that. But I understand it now, because when you're going through something, you feel alone. You feel left out. You feel left back. You feel left behind. You feel like you're the only one who wasn't invited. You feel left. That word is it just does something. I gave everything and they left me. I gave him my life and he left. I gave my mom this and I did everything she wanted me to do and she died. That word is powerful. However, we have to look at that word in a different view. And just like Jesus said, take up the leftovers, for he was concerned with the leftovers. The leftovers were useful. It amazes me how many people have basements full of stuff that's left from whatever season. And they go down there, and some people don't even open up boxes, and they just give it to the Goodwill because they haven't seen it in years.
Yeah.
But the thing that we need the most is what God allows us to have left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if we dig deep, those are our treasures.
Yeah.
Dig into the library. It might be that book on how to start a nonprofit organization. Dig back into that closet and find that outfit or that dress or whatever made you feel like what you felt like when you were winning.
Mm-hmm.
Dig into scriptures and find all the treasures. It's a treasure box to give you CPR, because at this time, we're going to have to learn how to encourage ourselves, because we can do this internet church, but there's nothing like being in the sanctuary. So you're going to have to create your atmosphere with your gospel and with your scriptures and dance and all of this in your atmosphere with what you have left at this current season in your life.
You know, what you're saying reminds me that it's about taking responsibility for yourself, you know, being self-reliant, and because we've given away so much of our power to outsiders, you know, like this and that. And this period of time, we're having to get to know ourselves, you know. It's like, who am I? you know, and a lot of individuals, particularly the females, the women, may be at that point where they're feeling just, you know, totally depleted. Like, man, like you said, you know, like I did this and that didn't work. I did this. They all left. I did that. And, you know, now that's no longer. So that's why I'm appreciating this conversation so much, because so many of us, right today in 2020, May 12th of 2020, we can use this knowledge, this wisdom that you're sharing with us for survival, for a new leaf, for a new start. And looking at the lives that we have right now. So what do I do with my life now? Not used to, not could have been, not would have been, should have been. But right where I am right now.
Right. I can't change the past, but what can I do today with what I have left and begin again? Because so many pastors say, whoever left you wasn't supposed to be a part of your life. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
So now you have to take inventory so that you can take control of your future and take back what you know without a shadow of a doubt that God had already planned and purposed for your future. He tells us that. I have plans and a purpose and a future for you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I came that you might have life. We need to find those promises and sit there and refill ourselves so that we don't feel empty anymore and begin again. Living with leftovers can be an amazing thing if we learn how to use those leftovers. Because those things in the past have actually prepared us for a wonderful future. I remember my mom would make curry goat, oxtail, spaghetti, this, that, the other. And she would always make too much because I'm an only child. And so she would put it in the freezer. And the next time we ate it, she would say, oh, my God, these leftovers taste amazing. Yes, you are seasoned leftovers. Seasoned leftovers. You understand the things that you had to teach the babies. Those taught you. Those were your treasure chests. Now these babies are giving me back what I put into them. Seasoned. They're re-seasoning me. Do you understand? Our grandmothers would tell us how the leftovers taste so much better. We're seasoned. We might be seasoned through pain. Some of it was pleasure. Some of it was giving. Some of it was being used and abused by family members, church, jobs. We gave 25 years to them. They laid us off. Those are seasonings. Those are things that's going to make us even more powerful, better for our children, grandchildren, the community, our students. These are things that seasoned our lives for an amazing future. The next man that comes in my life is going to think he died and went to heaven. from the seasonings that happened in my first marriage. Grandchildren are going to think, my grandchildren are going to think that I am the best thing since sliced bread because of the things and the seasonings that I learned through raising my own children and the mistakes that I made in raising them and other people's children.
Yeah. Look, we got our first caller, and let me share with the audience one more time our call-in number in case you want to ask a question, share in the discussion, make a comment. It's 516-531-9819, and all you have to do is hit 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. Just make sure that once your line is open, if you're not speaking, if you would mute the line. So our first caller is 951-478. Would you tell us your name and your comment, question, or concern, please?
Hello, this is Janine Jackson. And
hey, Janine.
I was listening. I love your show. I love your voice. I love your topic. It really edifies me to listen to women who are so strong and contemplate what the things that are going on around us and Looking Within. And this was the first time that I called in on your show, and I kind of knew what you were going to talk about. So when I read that about taking an inventory and leftovers, I turned it over a different way than what she's speaking of until the end. Your name is Daphne, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm not looking at my paper. But anyway, I honestly looked at the leftovers as the tastiest and most colorful part of my plate. And
wow.
I experienced just what she was just talking about, being a mother now. I'm a grandmother. I have 7 grandsons and 1 granddaughter. And it's unbelievable. I lost my mother when I was 6 years old. And most of the traumas happened early in my life, you know, a lot of pain. And I'm also a caregiver. I took care of my grandmother. And, you know, it kind of got me screwed over a little far as material things. My uncle came in and just took everything. But I'm so glad that I never was focused on that. And I learned early to look at the things that I lost and what can I do about that? You know, what can I do? I'm 6 years old. My mom said, there's no use being mad at God. You know, my sister was very angry. She was 12. But I was never angry. I was sad. And God let me know at an early age that he was there. He showed himself and his angels to me. So my faith in God has never wavered. Now, getting to know myself over these years and coming into myself now, I'm 54 now, but I have a 38-year-old daughter, a 30-year-old daughter, and a 28-year-old son, and I'm so proud of them. I always looked at them as my garden. I said I got to grow them like a garden and take care of them and nurture them. So I watched my grandparents grow gardens. I helped her can nectarines and make jelly and, you know, all that that nobody else was doing at that time, no one my age. And she sent me to Bible school, and I learned a lot there that kind of carried me through. I could fake it a little bit because I stopped school when I had my first child. It was all about my babies. And then when they got grown, I felt that loneliness that you were speaking of. And who am I? I realized that I know their favorite, everything, and I didn't know anything about Janine. So I've been spending this last few years falling in love with myself.
Good.
And it's a good thing, and I have a lot to give. I realize that those hard things that I got through, and I know, you know, I took notes. I write better than I talk. So I took a lot of notes. I have a lot of written things down that I know will help people. And I have been praying about what do I do with the gifts that God gave me so abundantly. And every time I come on here, I'm inspired and motivated, and it gives me confirmation that, yes, God is still just he was when I was 6 years old. He's still right beside me, and he's on my side, and everything that's in me wants to do something positive. So I tune in to positive things, and that's the start right there. I don't look at this coronavirus or being in isolate. I don't. I'm happy to be here with my grandkids. It's what I would prefer to do anyway. And I'm happy that people are getting a little piece of that. They're getting to not go to the movies and the fancy restaurants. I know how to cook a really good meal with homemade macaroni and cheese. They love my food. They pick it over McDonald's any day of the week. So it's just good to see other people kind of seeing life like I always did. I always valued love because the unconditional love of the mother, when it's taken away from the child, it's really, really a tough road. Yeah. And I can just say I give God all the praise because he picked me out and he was nurturing to me. He was never a distant God. He was always like really my daddy, you know? So I just want to say thank you to you guys for always having something positive. And if we always choose, because we always have a choice in everything that we do, if we choose the positive route, then I think that our journey is always worth putting the work in to take it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Janine.
Yes, thank you, Janine. Oh, thank you so much for listening.
Yes, I'm
God bless you. We're
beautiful.
Thank you
so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for listening.
And I love you both. And I got to go.
Love you.
But I
love you too. God bless you. And be safe.
Okay. Okay. And I'll be with you next Tuesday, God willing.
Okay. Thanks, Janine.
Okay.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh,
wow.
Beautiful.
Taking
care of 8 grandchildren.
My goodness.
I know, right? All right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. She's out in California, so she's one of our new listeners, and she's been hanging in here with us. So I'm proud that she was able to come on and say what she said. You know, I'm sure like she was talking about, you know, not having her mother to die at the age of six probably was traumatic. You know, so
yeah. I can imagine. Yeah. I know my mom, she lost her mom when she was nine. And so it always amazes me how she raised me. But she would always say, I didn't come with the manual, but she would buy books to tell her how to be a good mom. And I always would tell her, gosh, we would never know that your mom died when you were only 9 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we've got a new caller. It's actually my girl, my sister, friend, Madeline from Arizona. Hey, Madeline.
Okay. Hey, Madeline.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, my beautiful sister.
I love
the title, Inventory of Leftovers. It's brilliant. Truly brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Being
thank you
that
so
I've been on the planet for such a long time, and when I hear people who are 20, 30, 40 years younger than I am, and seeing how they speak and how I was there when I was their age, and I am so filled with gratitude that I have gotten to where I am now and recognizing that everything is a gift from God. Everything.
Oh, yeah. And no matter what happens in the journey, the things that we wanted, those were a blessing. And the things that we didn't want or didn't understand at the time, he's such a good God. He shows us why and then gives us that peace that surpasses all understanding to know why for the things that he would keep as a mystery for himself.
Yes. And we do. As humans, we get everything we need. Doesn't mean we get everything we want. But we definitely give everything we need. God gives us everything we need. Always.
He does.
Always.
Yes, he does.
Yep.
He does. Yes, he does. He really
does. It's amazing, amazing. It's a beautiful, beautiful, amazing journey to be in that recognition that truly, even my daughter said, you get everything you need, don't you, Mom? And I said, yeah. It doesn't mean I get everything I want. But I do get everything what I need.
Everything
God provides.
Yes, he always provides.
And
he promised
universe.
He would. Yes.
I trust the loving universe and everything is me, I get.
I remember hearing my pastor say now. Now. And then he said needs over wants. That's how God is. He's a right now God. And
like
he
that.
Does provide needs over wants now, right now. And so at 52 years of age, I realized you didn't understand the things that your mom was telling you when she would tell you those things. But now I understand the blessings of the seeds that she was sowing, of the abundance of God, the grace and the mercy of God. His grace and his mercy is so sufficient and so amazing. When you look back on the things that he brought you through, all you could do is cry sometimes. You don't even know the words. Or when you get on your knees to pray, all you could do is just say, thank you. Thank you. Even if you say thank you 1,000 times, you can still say it more because he's been so good. Through the good and through what you thought was bad, but it was all ordained since the time that you were in your mother's womb. He knew that you would make a left when he wanted you to make a right, but that never changed his plan for your life.
It's a beautiful thing. It really is to recognize the gifts. It's just pure magic. Life is pure, pure magic. When you surrender to God's will, it's pure magic.
Yes.
It is.
It will blow your mind. It will just, it will have you in awe.
Yeah, yeah. Tears are a beautiful thing. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
Blessed water from the eyes.
Yes, thank you so much for calling in. Wow.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Yes. Thanks for being here. So much love. So much love.
Wow.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm in grand appreciation of having you be here. And, you know, every week there's somebody who comes aboard that has some pearls to share with the world. And collectively we create this magical puzzle that brings life to all of us. It's spectacular, truly spectacular. Thank you.
Thank you.
I say I get excited every Tuesday, man, like a kid on Christmas morning. I'll be like, all right.
I do too, Sandy. It's like, oh, it's almost 6 o'clock.
Good,
woo-hoo.
Thank you. But you know, that was just like I was saying about how I met Keisha. She, you know, like 10 years later, was at the salon that I first went to. I didn't know anybody in there then, where when I first made my decision to shave my head or to go bald. And so to make that journey back around to that same shop, it was just amazing. And then get to be acquainted and develop this immediate friendship. I mean, it was just like spontaneous. We were... friends that had known each other a lifetime, and you know, this was the second time around for us or something. It was just really magical, and to hear how she delivers these beautiful stories for us to be able to live by, and you know, if perhaps we thought we didn't get it, we just think back and she's painted this beautiful picture for us. So I get tickled because I'm always blessed with the best people in the world. So
Thank you so much. You know, when God ordains connection and path, you never know what year, what date, what time, but you know it will happen. And so it's like students that will come in my class on the first day. I know which ones are assignments and which ones are attachments. I know which ones will finish the course and which ones will drop out. I know which ones mother left them and God sent them to me to be their mother. I know, you just know, even in church, you know who's an assignment and who's an attachment. And when you stay in the word, no matter your flaws or your downfalls or your blemishes in your walk with Christ or whatever, you still hear him. And you know who he has ordained to walk across your path. And so when you and I re-met, it was just amazing. You're right. It was like we had been friends for a lifetime and only seen each other twice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Life is amazing.
I know, yeah. It's amazing.
When the energy is right reconnected, the energy is there. It's been there since the beginning of time. I just met a new friend a few days ago, and we connected instantly because the energy was so clear that we were sisters from you know, the beginning of dirt. It's awesome. It's so such a beautiful experience. Doesn't happen that often. But when it does, boy oh boy, like, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God.
Yeah. It's almost like confirmation. You know, you're getting dressed on Sunday morning and you're talking to God in the mirror while you're getting dressed, and it's only you and him in the mirror in the bathroom. And you get to church and Bishop says exactly what you talked to God about.
Mm-hmm.
And that confirmation blows your mind.
Yep.
And so when you meet these people on the journey, he never shows you the face, but he taught you about the spirit, or he showed you the spirit of a person. I would give anything to a lady in my church. Her name is Miss Mary. We call her Sister Mary. I know without a shadow of a doubt that when my mom died 5 years ago, her spirit jumped into Mary Golson.
Wow.
This woman gives like her. She loves me like her. She gives my children like her. She gives the community like her. She goes in the rain and the snow and the sleet and come to me if I need something, and go to other people and put things in people's mailbox and mail people things and never misses a birthday. And she is so my mother, love in action. That's our legacy. And it's always been that. Mom, our family little insect was a butterfly. My mother would say, we're going to touch their life and we're just going to leave. We'd leave some flowers on the sick and shut-in of a member of our church and leave it on her door, and then we'd just leave. Well, because she was elderly, she didn't know. If she wasn't in a window, she didn't know who did it. And to this day, they don't know who would do those things. Mm-hmm. And Mom would always say, that's how Jesus wants us to be. He wants us to bless people and never tell anybody. And so her spirit is still alive in me and in my daughter and in this person, Mary Golson. And it's amazing how, just like with Minister Rogers, I knew this spirit. I just never saw the face. Or when I saw the face the first time, I didn't know the spirit. Does that make sense?
Sure.
And now that I know the face and the spirit, it's confirmation.
Right, right.
Yeah. It's wonderful. It's powerful.
Whew.
It's powerful.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
it's so wonderful having this dialogue again, because of the simplicity that you give to some of the things that, you know, we've been woeing over and shaking our heads and not being able to find our way out of the basket, you know, out of the situation and stuff. And you know, you're just like, okay, sit down. Just go sit down somewhere and be still for a minute, and you'll get it. You know, it'll come to you. Yeah, And that's what we need to hear. You know, and those are the words of wisdom that needs to come forth to people so that they feel okay with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you know, women particularly will be like, oh, man, if I slow down, if I just sit still, somebody going to think I'm lazy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be called lazy. And so we go through all of this guilt and blame and so on and so forth. So,
Well, that's the Mary and Martha spirit. And so that's going to be with us forever. The Mary and Martha spirit will always be with us. You're always going to have somebody that's going, 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 getting nothing done. And you're always going to have somebody that's so busy and not producing any fruit. And then you're going to have those people that know their assignments and their attachments think that they're bitter because they don't have anything to do with them. And so you can't worry about what people will think about you being busy or not being busy, or she's lazy, or she doesn't want to work, or she works too much. Because whether we're short, tall, skinny, fat, married, divorced, never been married, have too many children, never had children, went to college, didn't go to college, got her bachelor's, didn't get her master's. No matter what, been married 4 times, been married no times, the world is always going to have a group of people, a percentage of people that is always going to be talking. But for us, the believers, the daughters of Christ, we got to continue to every day pick somebody up with something encouraging and tell them that, you know, well, have you done this or have you done that? Or have you thought about this or have you thought about that? People have the answers within themselves. Sometimes I remember my ex-sister-in-law used to say, I love you so much because whenever I come to you with a problem, you always say, do you want me to listen or do you want my opinion or my advice? And sometimes I would just listen and she would have the answer in her.
Of course, yes.
So if listening is where the answer is, even
yes.
while I'm in this sabbatical quarantine, I am going to talk to myself in these four walls because the answer is in me.
Yes. Love it. The answer is always within. Always.
The answer is always within. Yes.
Yeah.
And any distraction that doesn't want you to get quiet doesn't want you to find that answer.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
What I find fascinating when I'll suggest to someone, look inward. What does your heart say? And
yes.
they'll tell me what their heart says, and then they'll dismiss it. Like, no, I don't want that answer. Like, really?
Mm.
Okay, but God gave you that answer, and you're telling God you don't want it? Ooh, ooh,
yeah.
ooh, ooh, ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's scary. When I hear that,
mm-hmm.
that's scary. That they would
yeah,
dismiss
but,
God's
we've
answer.
Taught, we've been taught
mm.
not to believe ourselves, you
mm.
know, that's selfish and self-centered and, you know,
mm.
everybody on the outside of you is more qualified with your answer. You know, like we go
mm-hmm.
to a doctor to get a diagnosis. We already know what's wrong with us, you know.
Mm.
Mm. We've been with ourselves longer than anybody. So we know exactly
mm-hmm.
what's going on within our bodies. But
mm-hmm.
and we feel good going into the doctor's
mm-hmm.
office. And the doctor
mm-hmm.
Diagnoses you with something, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't
mm-hmm.
even know. Let's call it COA, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
we go home and look up COA, and we just like, oh, my God, I'm going to be dead, and, you know, in 6 weeks
mm-hmm.
or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And versus
mm-hmm.
trusting what we feel
Devil
and who
well.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
We believe
right.
in that doctor's diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
our truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Madeline, you're absolutely right. You know, people go mm-hmm. about disregarding what they know to be true for themselves and
mm-hmm.
Make decisions to accept something different. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I know. Yeah. This is why we have to stand on the word and know that we are born with the Spirit of God. He is creator. So as he created us in our mother's womb, he was there. So if he was there and our parents didn't know, because every generation is smarter than the one before, but we take the wisdom from the old and put it with the new and we get the next. So we have the Old Testament, the New Testament, and these millennials are in the next testament. And we're in the next testament. We're all writing it. We all will be in it. Some of us will be named. Some of us will not. However, I remember my pastor saying this on one Sunday. He said, enemy, the enemy. And he said it again, and he said it with power the third time. And he said the enemy can be your enemy or you can be the enemy. You can listen to the inner you, the spirit inside of you, or you can allow the enemy to speak to you. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
It does.
Mm. Yes. So when we tap into the inner me, I-N-N-E-R, inner me, we're tapping into that Holy Spirit that God has put in us that we have to be ye transformed by renewing our minds from what the world taught us that wasn't right. Tradition taught us that wasn't right. Teachers taught us that wasn't right. So we have to reread the word and get the word and live the right. Does that make sense?
Or if we don't learn to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, we will continue to listen to the enemy, E-N-E-M-Y.
Yep.
Transforming.
Yes.
The kids used to play with transformers when they, my two sons would play with transformers when they were little. And those little transformers would transform into different things. We have to be careful that we are transformed into who God created us to be. Not
yes,
to let
ma'am.
anybody by title, by status, in church, on jobs, in communities, whatever, to make us be transformed to what they want us to be. You have to know that you know that you know that
yes.
God created you. Before the sperm even met the egg, he knew you.
Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right, y'all.
Like that.
Look, we're on the downside of this show. We've got about 22 minutes left. We're going to have Keisha to tell us how to order her book and how to be in contact with her. Our call-in number, once again, is 516-531-9819. Hit 1 to talk live on air, give an opinion, give your voice to the conversation. We're here, like I said, for another 20 minutes now. And we'd love to hear from you if you'd love to share with us. So we're talking about leftovers with Keisha Renee, if you're just joining us. And she's been so wonderful in making this plain and simple for us about our new chapter and being on sabbatical so that we know that those things we've been separated from were not a part of our a part of our current chapter. That's what I'm trying to say. So sometimes things have to go. They have to leave us. And we need to be okay with it, understanding that it's all a part of the divine design for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Ms. Keisha, for being with us. Tell us about how to order your book and how to get that. And you said this was your second book, so tell us about your first one as well.
Well, my first book is a Proverbs 31 devotional for hairstylists. However, many people that have purchased the book have told me that this book is not just for hairstylists, this is for corporations. But it's a devotional that was birthed out of the things we go through as a hairstylist and touching people. And really, a lot of us are ministers, and our chairs are our pulpits. We've helped so many people through so many different things, and it's a blessing when a hairstylist knows that she's just not providing a hair service, but a listening ear and a ministering heart and a heart for people. And I have the link. I will be adding it to Minister Rogers' page for you to be able to purchase that book, or you can also follow me on Facebook, and you can send me your address, and I can send that book out to you as well. And then the next book is due to be out in December. God is just really done some wonderful things, and I really thank him for this sabbatical, this worldwide shutdown, so that he can talk to me and help me birth some things as he provides for me. And as I continue to pray that he will continue to provide for all of his children, those that believe and those that will believe, because he's God and he will. I do understand that, you know, it's hard for a lot of us, and I know that. It's easier said than done. However, we have to stand and believe his word, speak his word, eat his word, and live on and stand on his word and walk on it and live his word. And if we continue to do that, he will continue to do exactly what it says, because his word shall never return void.
Awesome. And so give the audience your contact information, and we'll repeat it once again towards a little closer to the end of the show. But how do they find you on social media?
on social media, Minister Rogers has me under her page. I'm under Keisha Renee. I also have the link under her page where you can purchase the book, or if you would like, you can give me a call. My number is 404-731-3061, and I can give you more information on how to purchase the Here's to You devotional book or the leftover book. And the leftover book will be a series of trying to help women through self-care to move to the next chapter of their lives.
Excellent, excellent. All right, we've got a new caller on 770-639. You want to give us your name and the comments
hey,
that you have?
Or Sandy. Hey, this is Karen. Kimbra.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hey,
how are you? How are you?
I am fabulous. This is your message is right on time. It's like, Sandy's my girl. I see this thing coming up all the time about reconnecting, and when you connect with people, have that heart to heart space, and it's just like
mm-hmm.
you see them spirit to spirit. So,
mm-hmm.
Sandy and I definitely have that kind of a connection. So, I figured this was one of those rare times that I'm sitting still and I could
mm-hmm.
dial in on the telephone and dial it in the computer. Because I'm obviously always going and pushing and moving. And when you, you know, Keisha, you talked about this is like time for us to rest. That's been a conversation in my circles, my spiritual circles and some of my personal circles. It's just like, how do we get this global shutdown? And I mean, literally I have people saying, I said I just wanted a little bit of time to rest. And I know I said it myself. But I was like, okay, 1 week. Okay, 2 weeks,
yes.
I'm good.
Yes.
2 months, what the heck?
You got to be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, and it's just amazing because it's so many people, when you really sit down and have a conversation, people have been feeling overwhelmed, you know. I have an IT background and I have a bunch of other backgrounds, but one thing that we used to always talk about in information technology, for those who don't know what IT means, is that, you know, machines used to talk one way and then shut down and then talk the other way. And then as things advance, they're talking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth at the same time. And humans are trying to keep up with the machines, and we can't do that. We really cannot do that. So,
no.
Yeah, I'm just glad that I could be in and listen to this conversation because it is definitely in divine order, in divine time. So thanks for sharing
everything that you have to share. You know, I pray that it would be a rhema word because we are always going, doing, and being. However, I believe, and this is just me, I believe that when God shuts down the church, the choir, the being there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, two services, three services, choir rehearsal, 11 o'clock at night. When God shuts down the church, you need to know that He is saying, sit down. Because this is His world. We're just in it. Right?
Yeah.
And He is the only one that has that much power to shut the church down. Now, this is a place we go to corporate worship like He told us to. This is a place where we go to worship and praise like He told us to. When He shuts that down, He's saying to you, sit down. When He has allowed this thing to hit the rich, the poor, the homeless, the millionaires, the islands, the Bill Gates, the homeless man under the bridge, this nobody can hide from. I don't care if you have an underground vineyard, if you have a yacht to go on an island. This is God. Many will say God doesn't ordain things like this, and He might not. However, He can use things like this to show the world that He is God and the earth is tits. And so with you saying that, I'm glad that it's a rhema word for you. You need to pray to him and ask him to show you how to be still. And if not be still, God, give me balance that I can have life and have that more abundantly, like your word says.
Oh, yeah, already done.
Yes, good.
Already done.
That's it. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, I mean, yes. it kind of took me a month to, like, is this for real?
Yeah.
Because one of my other occupations is a school bus driver, so I have basically been sat down for that since March 12th, 13th, and I'm just like, wow. And then watching the superintendent talking on the news saying, well, maybe summer school second half, and we're looking at three different things for August. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, God, what are you ready to do now? Because I know you got me getting ready to do something, so
right.
I'm asking, yeah, and I'm listening for
and
what
listen,
we get
right.
ready to do now.
Right. The main thing is to hear and heed. I have some friends that haven't stopped working, that are behind the scenes of the churches online, and so if they're not there, we wouldn't be able to see church. And so I know some people that haven't had the 8 weeks or the whatever, and they haven't slowed down. Praise God for them, and I thank God for them, and I'm praying for them, and he's going to keep them safe because he has ordained that for them as well, so that we, the people, could be able to stream church, because some people need the church. However, I believe that God is saying, the church is a building. I want you to have a personal relationship with me. I'm going to get you guys back to a different normal, but I want you to remember that it's not the job, it's not the man, it's not the going out, it's not the clothes, it's not the Jordans, it's not the church, it's not this, that, and the other. It is him. And he wants us to have a personal relationship with him, talking to him in our house by ourselves where it's just him and I. I have been the choir director, the Judah dancer, the band, the preacher, the everything. I have been everything in church in the last 8 weeks in my own space.
Yes.
Okay.
Those are not titles that I carry in church, but I've had to carry it in my church here at home.
And then you find out which titles you need and which titles you really don't need.
And which ones you need to walk away from. There you go.
Yeah, because I know I do actively work in the church. And with streaming, what I do has been cut down. So it's just like, okay, we're going to support this new move. However we can support the new move, being right from my home and right from the computer.
Exactly. And because of you and because of so many of my friends, we're still seeing our pastors and we're still hearing worship music and we're still doing Zooms where we can see each other and staying connected but not connected. And so I praise God for all of you guys behind the scene. But I do believe that he's saying, let me see how much of a relationship you have with me. Or are you going to lose your mind because you can't go to the church building? Talk to me. Spend some time with me. Be quiet and listen to me. He's a jealous God. I want you. I need you. I want to hear from you. I want you to talk to me. I want you to spend time with me. I want you to dance with me. I want you to sing with me. I want you to be like Solomon with me. I want you. That's what he's saying. It's a wonderful relationship, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Connection.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people yearn to hear that from someone walking this earth? But God is saying it. I want you. I need you. I want to hear from you. Ask me a question. I want you to sing to me. I want you to dance with me. I want you to be quiet with me. I want you to listen to the birds with me. I want you to walk with me. Let's go for a walk in the park. That's what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. It's such and the skies.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Everything is clearer.
Yeah.
Yep, and the birds are singing. Loud. I was on a
and they're
morning,
so beautiful.
And I was
they're just
purposely in the backyard listening to the birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just so happy that we're inside.
I know, right? And they look at you like I had a squirrel yesterday. I got out the car, was coming in, and you know usually they'll run when a human is coming close. And the squirrel was looking at me like, I wish you'd go on about your business because I'm just sitting here and I ain't moving just because you showed up. I got so tickled.
Exactly.
I told him, I'm like, all right, I'll be out your way in a minute. Just let me go on in the house.
Right. Yes, the birds are so happy.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's funny. It's scary. It's a lot of things. But when you go for a walk, it's amazing too that the flowers are blooming and the bees and everybody is all the bugs are out there and there's nobody out there. I remember the first day that they shut Atlanta down, I had to put on Facebook that, oh my God, the world is quiet. The birds aren't even singing. And it was so quiet that it was scary almost. And then I just said, okay, God, that week I went back into the book of Revelation and I said, I'm going to get through it. It was because of that quietness, he took me to that book. And so he's doing something. He just wants, some people are going to come out of this with some amazing testimonies and the ones that are fighting it are going to continue to fight even when they come out.
Sure.
Yeah. And there's nothing we can do about that. The ones that we can help. And the ones that we can't. I mean, we can just pray.
That's true.
Yeah.
So we're on the downswing for real, you guys. We got like 5 minutes left in the show. If there's anything at all you would like to add to the conversation, now would be the time to do that. You can, if you're already on, you can push 1 on your dial, or you can call us at 516-531-9819 and talk with our beautiful guest speaker tonight, Miss Keisha Renee. And Keisha, I tell you, you bring such a whale of knowledge show and to what we're experiencing in life on today, you know. So you provided workable, helpful solutions to people and shed some light on how we do things and the reason why and some with some suggestions and some workarounds, you know, if a person chooses to do that. And we know that, you know, We can't force anybody to do anything differently. We can simply provide the information. You said it. You said hear and heed. I like that. So I'm going to give the floor back over to you for a few minutes, and you can give your closing words, and we'll be wrapping this thing up in about 4 to 5 minutes.
Okay, awesome. I want to thank everyone that called in and everyone that's listening. I hope that the book blesses you. It's been an absolute blessing to me for God to use me in the ways that he's used me in so many different lives. And he continues to tell me things, and as he tells me things, I continue to share them with not only the women of God. I was raised that women teach women, and so I really loved the show that Minister Rogers has put together because that's just who I am. I minister to women because I can minister to them because that's who I am. And God has just done some amazing things in my life through the EKG of life. It hasn't all been good, but even in the valley experiences, he's whispered some wonderful things in my spirit. And I've been surrounded by so many wonderful church family members and coworkers, and has imparted to me as I imparted to them, as well as my children. And so it's just really a blessing to be able to be love in action for nothing in return, to be God's hand extended in the earthly realm. I believe that that's what he wants us to do, to be there for the next person, to pick somebody up, to encourage somebody, to edify them, to uplift them, to edify them in such a way that they hear you say the things that you say about them, and you give them CPR, and they say, wow, you thought that about me? Yes, I thought that about you. Yes, I read that about you. God doesn't only love me. He loves all his children, the believers and those that will believe. And I believe that he allowed things in our world to bring people to him, any means possible. And so I'm praying us through this thing, and I know that we all are. It's touched so many lives, and I'm just praying for God to continue to strengthen us and guide us and give us wisdom and the word, because that's what's going to work through this. It's wisdom and the word. And Minister Rogers, I just ask that God will continue to bless you bountifully, to continue to be a blessing, to continue to be used by him, to be his hands one day and his heart another and his eyes another and his feet another. I believe the body of Christ is many different pieces, and one day he allows me to be the hands, and he allow you to be the heart, and then the next day I'm the eyes, and the next day you're the feet. And when we all come together, we're complete. So my prayer is that God will continue to whisper into his children's eyes and ask him, God, what would you have me to do today? Today he might have you feed somebody. The next day he might have you hug somebody. You know, the world is something else. Now we're taking away hugs and we can't this and we can't that. But God's love is action, and he so loved the world that he did something. He didn't keep telling us, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. He gave his only begotten son. So we, the people, the body, have to be love in action. If you know somebody needs something, bless them. If you know somebody's hungry, cash app them. If you know somebody needs some food, put it in there, put it at their doorstep. I don't know what the answers are. I do know that the answer to all things is love wins, and that's what we have to get back to.
Hmm. Powerful. That's powerful. Hmm. You have been listening to our very, very special superstar guest, Keisha, and to find her is at KEISHARE apostrophe NEE, Keisha Renee, on social media. If you're on Facebook, she's on my page. She's a friend, and you can be send a friend request through that. Reach out to her at 404-731-3061. She's got two books out currently, with a third one to be released at the end of the year. The Proverbs 31-Day Devotional for Stylists, which is for everybody, not just stylists. And the book that we have, she has referenced quite a bit tonight, is called Leftovers. And so we just thank everybody. Thank you, Madeline. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Janine, for adding your voices to the power of this conversation tonight. And everybody, stay safe. Be well. Blessings to you always. With that, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you again, Keisha, with everything
Thank
that
you
I
so
have.
Much.
From bottom, top, and middle of my heart, I so appreciate you. I so love you. Thank you.
Oh, God
so
bless
much.
You. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your platform. God bless you.
Yeah, God
bless
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.